K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Matt Gibson, the president of Colac Tigers for Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale has joined us. Hello, Gibbo.
Afternoon, Kingy, Jace and Rowie.
Now, you thought you'd got out of being spoken to by us by using the excuse of I'm umpiring the reserves. And by the looks of you, you're not umpiring the reserves because unless their uniform is denim jeans and a Colac hoodie, and Nike sort of skateboard shoes, the old Air Maxes. Yep. What is this, 1992?
Oh, just bringing a bit of fashion back into the scene, mate. You know how it is. No, I was asked to do the umpiring Thursday night, but I got sacked last night, late Friday night. So, here I am.
Do you enjoy the umpiring?
I haven't done it all this year. I did a few games last year. I didn't actually mind doing it. Yeah, getting a bit of a run around and getting abused from a few Colac boys and that. So it was actually good. It was very enjoyable.
Were you good on the lip as a player?
No, I didn't lip. No, I was more actions than lip, so that was me.
We were just talking to Jace Armistead before about the 20-year South Barron reunion, but you guys had the 40-year Hampton League 85 reunion, and I want to commend to people, there is a wonderful video doing the rounds, a little documentary that's been put together. I don't know who's done it, but with footage of the day from down at Reed Oval in 1985. Has the club funded that, or has that been somebody privately that's put that together?
No, well, Phil Lang, Darcy's dad, who played in that game, Phil's our vice president. He sort of drove that this year with the 85 guys, and then obviously we had the 1980 reunion, which we didn't get to do because of COVID, so those guys joined in, and so Phil drove that. But we had young Liam McCullough, Pilsy they call him, who's down in Colac. He's a budding journalist down there. And Pete Hanlon from The Age.
He's a Birragara, doesn't he?
A Birragara. So Pete helped him with Liam, and they put together a really fantastic package. So, it was a great night. Yeah, we had a lot of the old guys there. Grubb Theodore, who coached that side, and was pretty ruthless in the day. And you could even sense the adrenaline coming back on that Saturday night just recently. So
go to your Facebook page. I think you can find the link there for it. Just might have to scroll for it, but it's a great video.
It is, and
the footage is fantastic. I know it's probably got a bit grainy over 40 years, but I suspect probably BTV6 or something like that probably filmed the game.
Was it
commentated?
It would have been commentated back then, I reckon. You had Johnny Holland and Lindsay Hill back in the 3YB days and things like that. So, but it is a bit grainy, but it was really just good to understand the whole, Brian Brown, and we had Brownie on the Thursday night talk to the players, and just, it was interesting that the themes that Brownie spoke about back in 1985 is, some of the stuff that Army and Seb are talking about today, just around, trust and things like that. So it was really, it was a great night, a great weekend, and, really timely for the club at that point in time. So, yeah.
This time 12 months ago, I think we sat at St Joseph's.
Did.
And you told us that you weren't going on as president.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I wasn't, and then there's probably a group of us now that are more of an executive type thing having the conversation, and probably what I identified is just more about getting our strategy down a bit clearer. For me, it was really, I looked at that as going, well, I need to do a bit more work to get that set up right to be able to do a good handover for the next person, and there is some guys coming through now that are the fortunate thing we've got at our club is we've got a lot of really good people doing some good things, so the actual presidency role is not simple, but it's you just got some really great people in roles doing some good things. So yeah, makes it easy.
Now the club's in a. We spoke last year with you, Gibbo. It's the same, I suppose, as well now for Colac. You've got a league around you. From a junior perspective, you've got your 18s back, I hear.
Yep.
In terms of then the next sort of layer, what's that look like from a more junior perspective for the club?
Underneath that, Jace.
Yeah.
So our under 18s, we've got a standalone side, and they've got they've got the bare numbers, and our 16s have had really strong numbers. But we've, in saying that, we've got a good crop coming through our 16s. I think we had 24 in the 16s, but we've had some some season-ending injuries in that, which has been to some of our better players. But we've, a few of those guys are qualified for the 18s. 14s is really strong, 12s are strong, and we've got two sides in the 10s back at home. So there's been a lot of work done by a lot of people back there just to try and to get it flowing through and that. And that's just us as a club. But, I'm passionate about the juniors, and there's some big, broader discussions that need to happen around that just generally.
And what are they?
Just about where, I talk to a lot of different, even different leagues and different regions, and they're all feeling the pinch. and we've discussed it at our June 3rd President's meeting with AFL Bowen. It just, to me, you know, everyone needs to take a step back and look at what we're where we're heading. And you know, whilst we've got clubs that have got multiple teams and clubs that have got no teams, I don't think it's, you know, you talk about promotion relegation at senior level, you're only really fluffing around the edges until you get that foundation right to let it flow through. And I was only thinking this morning, like, we've almost we've done that with the Suns and Armstrong Creek and all that. They go, well, let's get the juniors right and then we can, you know, build into a senior team. Well, it's the same thing that needs to happen there. And there's, I think there's some clubs are woken up now, probably the going, really, you know, have we, you know, culturally done some things right at our club? And I think the alarm bell's gone off there, but we just need to collectively work together, and what will be there. So, yeah. But that's my...
Oh, I mean, we were talking to Joffy before.
Yep.
He's had to drive to Colac this morning. Yep. And then come back here, and he lives 500 metres away.
Yeah,
just because of fixturing and grading and all the other bits.
Well, the fixturing's another thing in that, and I think you know, I've got a view too that if you've got one team per age group, you should be, you know, that community keeping your club together on a Saturday is huge, you know. And if you've got multiple teams, unfortunately, well, in, again, my opinion, you should be able to just say, well, that's where we get land or wherever we get to land, sort of thing. So that's, if you really want to build sustainability in your club and keep, you know, people together and shrine, and we do that with the netball now, that's the way it's got to go.
Well, you could join the GD. Anyway, that's another story. They keep their teams together.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Oh. That's another story.
14-14-98, Colac 3-5-23. The scoreboard here, as has been alluded to, has got South on it. And it,
Close enough. They're just down the street. It's okay.
We're speaking with the president of the Colac Tigers, Matt Gibson, for Inspirations Paint Gravedale. Here's Rowan McSparran.
Just to back over that, Jace, with the juniors following their clubs, we, obviously with my time down at Colac, we found that that's what deterred some of the district kids coming into Colac, was that connection from juniors all the way through. And I think that's a, we were just having a chat off air before about, at least in my opinion, at least getting the 18s and 16s at a bare minimum, because as you said, the netball all follow each other. I think it's got to the stage now where we need to get those junior kids back involved with their club to really promote that community feel of a football club, football netball club.
Absolutely. And I you know, it's been happening for 100 years where, you know, an under 18 will come out and help the twos out and things like that. We were just, it's, you know, and we've been able to do it, but we've had to ship kids from, you know, across town to get to there, and they get there at quarter time. Or is it just, you know, it's just, it's making it harder than what it needs to be, to me, at junior footy.
Well, we've seen it today. Vealey coached down at Amos in the under-18s, and then he ran out here with a big mop of hair, and as you said, he gets here at quarter time.
But 72-year-olds shouldn't have to be playing in the reserves.
He's still quite an intimidating man as he runs. I've heard the lip got quieter and quieter as he was getting closer and closer. But, in saying that, the administration side, we were talking to Piggy earlier about how much football clubs now aren't just run by ex-football people that jump in and just do a bit. They're small businesses that need really good management, and in my time at Colac, I don't think I've seen the leadership qualities and the want to get better. I don't think I've seen a person do it better than yourself, mate, and it's a real credit to you. I know you've got a really successful business down there, but the way you've been able to integrate business and football and make it work together, it's been a real credit to you. And the structure of the Colac Football Club's got a lot of your fingerprints on it, and I reckon it's in really good stead. So going forward, is that something that you want to continue to do and have an input in, or is it time, Nelly, to hand the reins over to someone else and start taking that step back?
Oh, there's definitely the timing's right for someone to, you know, grab hold of it and put their spin on it. I've just, yeah, it's been my time, and I'll still always be around the club doing whatever. I've got, you know, girls playing netball and a couple of boys playing footy. So that's, you know, I've got an interest in and seeing the club do well and really, you know, just be competitive and maintain that. So, yeah, but there's definitely an opportunity for someone to come in and, you know, a fresh voice to run the club. But I think the principles there of, you know, it is a small business, and most clubs would look at that there, and you just need good people around it, and you need some real, you know, guiding principles to say, well, that's how we go about it, and everyone just needs to, you know, sort of conform to that and give this their own bit of flair at the same time. So,
now, please take this with the tongue-in-cheek that I'm going to provide.
Always do, Kingy.
Good, good. Now, you're in the Colac Herald quoted. Now, I love the fact that one of your senior players is a journalist at the Colac Herald, so not only was the relationship strong as it was. Now, how does he go, the poor Cooper Hayes? He will see, hear all sorts of things, and he's got to go back to the office of the Colac Herald and pretend he knows nothing.
Yeah. No, he's a good lad, Coop. He's having a crack, and smart guy, and yeah, whatever he wants to do, I think he'll achieve that. So yeah.
Now, one of the articles, I don't know whether he wrote it because I don't subscribe to the Colac Herald. I probably should.
Should, Kingy?
Yes, I should. You spoke about, obviously, just raised concern with GMHBA Stadium as a venue, and also it being on the Friday public holiday. So can we assume that if you guys make the grand final, that you'll forfeit and we don't need to be there?
No, it's not that, and you've probably missed...
I haven't read it, so...
Yeah, I know, and the tongue-in-cheek. The GMHBA Stadium thing, I haven't got... It just seems it's getting harder and harder to play there for whatever reason, you know, and all the, you know, bureaucracy, if you want. And, you know, even, you know, we tried it last year, and, you know, we promised that, you know, doing it on the... So there's two parts. Playing it on the public holiday, I'm not a fan of. I just think the season goes way too long, you know, and supposedly where we're going to, you know, almost, you know, pack the stadium out sort of thing, to me, didn't really occur. And it just puts a lot more onus on the clubs. And to me, the clubs that were doing the catering and the you know, the grog last year, just, you know, it just wasn't a successful day for, or they didn't get their share cut out of it. And that's from a club level, that's your biggest day when that rolls around. That's huge for you, sort of thing. So that's probably my thing. I get that the players want to play there because it is the best surface, and I've got no doubt about that. The atmosphere sort of thing, I get a little bit, but just the whole public holiday, on the Friday, is just, I'm just not a fan of. I think it's just opportunity just to, you know, I know we've been talking about Geelong about building this sort of, you know, precinct like a Mars Stadium type thing, you know, for whatever it might be, is I think there's opportunity for that moving forward to be a host of, you know, all Geelong sort of footy. Personally, Central Reserve is the ideal fixture in the ideal place in the region to host finals.
The only issue is
two AFL games there. We've had all that.
The only issue is you've got to kick the district league off.
We can make that work.
We can make, yeah.
Oh, listen to Captain Colac over here. Hey, have a look at him.
He runs the joint. He hasn't been there for 12 months. He still runs it. I'll let you deal with...
We can work with them.
That crew down there and see how that works for you. Gibbo, appreciate you dropping by. If this is the last... Well, we probably will talk to you again because we're going to see you in finals, which is fantastic. And come 5 o'clock tonight, you might be at the top of the ladder with 3 rounds to play and really in control of your destiny. Well done on the coaching appointment. It's worked out very well.
They were
big shoes to fill.
They were big shoes to fill. Roe did a fantastic job, and even having...
don't shake your head like you're being modest.
I think we've got a fair replacement, a 200-game, two-time best and fairest, and a bloke who's as good as any local coach. So I think the replacements are more than capable.
It's worked out well. Brent Langdon's taken over Jam of Footy. He's been sensational in that space too.
Yeah, so, talking to him quite a bit. Enjoy the afternoon. Good luck.
On you, Kingy. Thanks. K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.